So I came upon a character in my heart that has found her way up to the fort, probably 1910 or so. And she's working on Soapsuds Alley, working, repairing. She's helping to salvage materials to turn into other things. And she's working with the Native women who were also intermarried with people who were working here at the fort to learn how to construct high tops, how to construct, you know, heavy outerwear. We call them, they're not kuspuk because they're not from the far north, but that was a hooded heavy garment for upper body. And that they'd probably be using those materials and turning them into other things. And so this piece is kind of modeled on that idea. I've used all materials from the Upper Klehini Valley. There's a mountain goat hide that I've turned into a female form, upper bust form. She's got a little bit of a Victorian aspect to her shape as well, a little bit of a bustle going on. And so I just kind of wanted to take it. The mountain goat was the backbone essential for all fiber arts in the Chilkat Valley. You know, all the weaving came from the mountain goat wool. And, so it's a very significant beast that we've all learned to live with and harvest and enjoy looking at, harvesting for meat and food and textile, you know, materials. She kind of represents to me the landscape and how it's coped over many, many years, but particularly the last 150 years of changing ways. This is an amazing landscape, but boy, you tippy-toe over the Wells Bridge and it's a whole different universe up there. So this person comes from that realm and she's welcoming the world that came all of a sudden very quickly, very, very quickly. The universe changed. Two universes collided. The Tlingit universe, it evolved on this landscape. And it had not been disturbed or altered in the mythological worldview for centuries. And in a span of 8 to 10 years, less than that, from Sitka up, you know, the universe turned upside down. I'm hoping that it will spark questions when people look at it. I hope people will say, what the heck is that about? And because there'll be some surprises when I get it all put together. There's some surprising ends to it that I hope will entertain people, I guess.